are the same thing. Okay? Now remember, Jesus went over to Gadarena, and a man met him in the graveyard, had how many demons in him? 2,000. Jesus, what's your name? My name is Legion. And Jesus cast those 2,000 demons out of the man into pigs. They ran over the cliff and drowned themselves. Are we at Mark chapter 3? Let's see what Jesus said. Verse 13. And he goes up into a mountain and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. 14. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to do what? Preached. Verse 15. And to have power to, come on, heal sickness and to. No. Is this the truth or this a lie? This is the truth. There's four things that Jesus said in those three verses that we need to adhere to. Four things. Number one, he called them to be with him.
All right.
He called them to be with him. In today's version of it, he said, I will never leave you. I will always be with you, even to the end of time. I know wherever I go, I carry the Master.
All right.
And I carry his Spirit in me, which is the power of God in me, ready to do what God needs me to do.
Amen.
I'm his tool. Well, number one, he called them to be with him. How many know that Jesus wants us to be with him?
All right.
Yeah, Jesus wants us to be with him. Because he is on our side. He wants to be with him. Jesus wants us to be with him. That's why right now, positionally, we are with him.
Amen.
He is in the third heaven right now, sitting at the right hand of the Father. And positionally, we are there also. Because wherever the head is, the body is.
Amen.
And he is the head of the church. And we're the body. If he is there, so are we. Relational, we're down here on earth to carry out his mandate. We're here on earth to do what he had called us to do. Well, let's see. Number one, he called to be with him. Number two, he called them to preach the good news. How many know there's a difference between the good news and bad news?
Amen.
We need to hear some good news. We've been hearing bad news all of our life. Oh, God's going to kill you because you messed up. Oh, you're in sin because your mama sinned. No. God said the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, for he have anointed you to do what? Preach the gospel.
All right.
He anointed you with power and the Holy Ghost to go around doing good, healing all those that are oppressed by the devil, for the Master is with us. The devil is the oppressor, not God. God don't depress you. God don't send Katrina's your way and Rita's your way to depress you and take your house from you. That's the devil. God doesn't do that. Number one, he said, I want you to be with me. Wherever I am, I want you to be. He's in heaven, we're going to be there. Then the rapture comes, we're going back with him.
Amen.
Huh? So he said, I want you to be with me. Number two, he called them to preach the good news. What is the good news? That God loves you unconditionally. That you're on his mind 24/7.
All right.
That's why I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Come on. Why? Because he is in here. How? In the form of his Spirit. What? Know ye not that your body is the what again? Temple of the Holy Spirit. Where God is on the inside of us dwelling, helping us to make the right decisions. Number two, number three, to heal. Number one, to preach. Number two, to be with him. Number three, to heal. To heal. To heal. And that's what it said in the, let's read that. Hold your hand there in the fifth chapter and turn over to the 16th chapter. Mark 16. Don't lose your spot there because we're going back. Mark 16. chapter 16. Begin at verse 17. Mark 16, verse 17. Are we there? Mark 16, verse 17. And the Bible said that, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Is there, do we have any believers in here?
Amen.
Well, who is he talking to then? Us. He's talking to us. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. What signs? In my name, they shall do what? In my name, they shall do what? Isn't that what he did? Then he's telling us we have the same ability, we have the same authority. What he did, we can do.
All right.
We don't have to take the mess off the devil that we take. We don't have to bow to the thoughts of others. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. And then he said, in my name, they shall do what? Cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. If any drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. And they shall do what? They shall do what? Come on, lay hands on the who? Sick. And they shall. We have that ability. It doesn't work sometimes because we forget it or don't believe it, either one. But he said, we have that power already to lay hands on the sick. And the sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church that will come, anoint you with oil, put the prayer of faith on you, and I will raise you up and forgive your sins. The Bible just said here that we have power in the name of Jesus. Isn't that what Peter did? Peter walking by the gate, beautiful. This guy had been lying there all of his life, impotent, couldn't walk, begging for all. He saw Peter and John. He said, Peter ain't got no arm, but I'm going to give you some legs. Peter said, in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up. If you tell me to rise up, that means I'm down.
All right.
Well, I'm telling you now, rise up in your mind. Rise up in your attitude. Rise up in your belief system. Believe that there's nothing too hard for you because the very power of God is in you to help you do anything that you believe you can do. Jesus said, if you believe it, you can do it.
Yeah.
All you need is faith, a grain of mustard seed. And whatever you encounter, you can handle it. Nothing is over you because you have the name of Jesus. You can lay hands on the sick and they shall do what?
Recover.
You shall speak with a new tongue. You can cast out demons. Go back to chapter 5, please. We already have the ability to do these things. We already have the power to do those things. Well, now, let's read Mark chapter 5. Let's read verse 15 again. Mark chapter 3. And he said in chapter 3, verse 15, to have power to do what again? Heal sickness and to cast out demons. You can cast out those dead attitudes.
All right.
You can cast out those thoughts that are not yours.
Yeah.
We have the authority. We have the power. So there's no need for us to go around with those dead thoughts. There's no need for us to go around with the I can't do it.
All right.
Or the I can't handle it. Or it's too much for me. When God has said, I has given you power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will hurt you. All spirits are subject to you. Why? Because I have given you power to cast them out.
Yeah.
The question is, how many of us really believe that?
Right.
How many of us really take that at heart or take that at hand? Say, okay, I can do this. How many believe that you don't have to be subjected to the devil? Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it. Now all the Christians going around, the devil made me do that, Pastor. I wouldn't have did that, but the devil, shut up, devil made you do nothing. You wanted to do that. You wanted to go to bed with that woman. That man. You wanted more money. You know that wasn't none of your stuff. You didn't have no money. You stole because you wanted that thing. That desire in you rose up and said, oh, that rain looked pretty. We have the power to resist that urge, don't we?
Amen.
Yeah, we do. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
We have the power to resist. We have. You're not looking for it. He said, you shall receive power. F after that, the Holy Ghost is come upon you. You already have it. I don't need to get it to resist. I have it. All I got to do is resist.
All right.
Are we still here?
Yeah.
The devil can't make you do nothing.
All right now.
Whatever we do because we want to do it anyway. The Bible said the enticement is on the outside, but the desire is on the what? Inside. Well, if the enticement, if the thing is on the outside and the desire is on the inside, that means I can have control of the desire then. That means I don't allow the devil to come into my space. I don't allow other people to come into my space and tell me who I am or who I am not. No one can come into my space and dictate to me.
Oh, yeah.
Why? Because I have the power. Ah. So you have to holler sometime. Let the devil know that you know who you are. Because the devil will ride up on you. You can't, devil, you better get out of here. No, devil ain't going nowhere. Jesus said in a loud voice, Lazarus dead, Lazarus! The devil have no business taking your stuff. Whatever the devil got belongs to you, you have a right to go get it back.
Yeah.
Because you got the power. Yeah, he said, yeah. Are you afraid to say you got the power? Say it.
I got the power.
I didn't hear you up here. I know the devil didn't hear you. Sharon, you got the power.
Yes,
say it.
I got the power.
Say it like you hollered at Jamie.
I got the power.
Amen. D,
yes,
do you have the power?
Yes, sir.
What do you have, D?
Holler
it out, D. How like Virginia running behind you? If you got the power, boy, I mean, what can take you out? There's nothing can take you out. No attitude can enter that you don't want to enter. No thought can enter that you can cast it out. Whatever it is, you don't have to take nothing off of nobody, especially the devil. Because you got the power. What? No, you're not. That your body is the what? Temple of the Holy Ghost, which is the source of your power.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit is the source of your power. And you will have to look for him out here on the way. Anybody seen the Holy Spirit today? Tell him I need him. I need some power. No. He's already on the
inside.
Ah, call him up. Tell him what you want. That's all I have to do. Huh? Jesus said, it is better that I leave that I may send you another comforter who will be your keeper, who will be your counselor. See, we mess up, don't we? I mean, they mess up, don't they? Huh? We get this thing running around in my head up here. I need to go see my psychiatrist. Huh? I'm going to spend all that money. All I got to do is call me. I introduce you to the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
For he is our what? Counselor. He is the only one who knows everything about God. Then I need to talk to him. Listen, the man that made the thing know more about the thing than anybody else. The man that made forward know more about forward. Well, he don't know too much because they've been, I mean, shepherd of Christ or whatever. Some people, they don't know too much. They're going out of business. They don't know too much. Thank you, sir. But the man that made the thing, the man that made that camel right there, that Brother T is standing behind, know more about that camel than anyone else. Well, I believe the Bible said, God said, somewhere there in Genesis, let us make man in our own image, in our likeness. I believe he know more about me than anybody else.
Amen.
You don't know me. All you see is this nice, pretty, handsome young man standing up here. That's all you see. You don't know me. I may be a robber in disguise. You don't know. But God knows all about me. He knows all about you. The Bible says in the book of Psalm 139, oh, how complex and beautiful and delicate am I made. You have put every day of my life. You have already written in your book. You have scheduled every day of my life. God knows about us.
Amen.
God is never surprised. Never. God is never surprised. Never. Whatever we do, he's already aware of it. He got wrote down here tonight. Arthur's going to get out of church today and he's going to go. Yeah, he said, "Oh, Bradley."